Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This Week in Fun.
This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 16 for May 4th, 2009. Big Brides in Mexico.
This show is brought to you by listeners like you and your contributions. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks so much.
Episode 16 with yours truly, Sarah Lane, and my truly, Martin Sargent.
How you doing, Sarah?
Martin, I'm great. How are you?
Great. TWiF can drive this year.
It's TWiF 16.
This episode.
We've contacted MTV. We have yet to hear back if they're going to do a Super Sweet 16 episode for us, but I think that
I don't think
all signs point to yes.
I don't think they've ever heard of us.
Well, we're not rich enough. Our parents
That's
aren't giving
sure.
us a Mercedes.
I mean, all the money that we're making off of this program.
Well, we are rich.
It's really starting to add up.
So that's that's a good thing. Martin, we've been doing this TWiF show since in December,
but precious long time.
I guess it's possible that somebody is just tuning in for the first time.
They might
today.
Just be tuning in for the but possibly they've listened to a lot of the other shows here on the TWiT network.
Right.
This show is totally different from those other shows.
Indeed.
Those
it
other
is.
Shows are real techie. But this is the end of the week.
Right.
This is fun. This is This Week in Fun. You
right.
know, you've spent all week doing your defragging and your partitioning and your updating of your kernels and all that.
You've been helping Linux become 1%
no,
of the market.
No, we don't do that. We have fun. We talk about what happened this week that's fun.
It's time.
Those things might be fun to you, but this is going to be a lot more fun.
It's time to stop thinking so damn
much.
Oh,
yeah. Just relax.
Right? Relax.
Enjoy. The computer can wait.
It's Friday. Friday's fun day.
Yeah.
We'll
finish troubleshooting that beast on Monday.
You know, I got an email. We get a lot of really positive emails. And thank you, by the way, to everybody who participates in our chat room while we're live. And,
ooh, I got to get up in the chat room.
You got to get up in the... Indeed. I can't believe you're not in there.
I know.
But we get a lot of emails. So Martin and I both have TWiT email addresses. Sarah at twit.tv or Martin at twit.tv. So you can write us and tell us your wildest fantasies. But somebody the other day wrote and said, hey, listen, and he was really nice about it. He wasn't trying to be a jerk. Something to the effect of, listen, you know, I'm trying to get into the show, but you and Martin are obviously forcing it. You know, it's so clear that,
yeah,
you,
read
guys,
that.
You guys aren't really friends or, you know, you're trying so hard. You obviously don't
How
really
did
act
see
that way.
Through it?
Well, the funny thing is like, you guys, although we care about the show and we're extremely professional people, this is just about as close to the two of us sidled up to the bar as it gets.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really any different.
We are keeping it real.
We
for
are.
The next hour. I mean, this is what we do.
Shows don't get more authentic
no,
than this.
No. I mean, there's absolutely no preparation
None.
Involved in this show.
No.
There's nothing.
There's no. You don't need to be literate or awake in order to participate in TWiF.
Or even to host it.
By not being here, it's just about... Yeah, no, it really is... a labor of love in the best way possible. I hope that message is getting across. But so, anonymous person, I won't say your name.
Yeah, that really hurt me.
It hurt me a little too.
Okay, there's another great comment. I was reading the comments on iTunes.
Yeah.
And some guy says, oh, yeah, whatever. TWiF? Duh. Have you ever heard of TWiT? What a ripoff.
Oh, that guy.
Like,
I read
on,
that
man.
Too.
We do it from the exact same studio.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, it's a conscious. It's the same family.
I did see that, actually.
I logged a complaint.
You did?
To iTunes.
You did?
I said, get that comment off of here.
Yeah.
You gave us one star.
It's bunk.
We have average 5 stars.
Average 5 stars.
I feel good about that.
I believe at last count, it was somewhere around 125 reviews. So to average 5 stars is really, really good. And we have you guys to thank because I know you guys are on top of it.
Hey, if you haven't done, if you haven't subscribed, got to go to iTunes and got to subscribe and let us know what you think. Leave a little review, say how many stars you think the show is, and leave us a comment. We would love to see it.
We can take
it. And of course,
we can take the honesty.
Tell your friends.
Yes, please do. Please do. We obviously have the show. We are streaming live every Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific time. So it's a lot of fun for everybody who's participating in the show with us. This is how it works. But if you can't, we have the podcast available for download. Goes up on Mondays, the Monday after our Friday show. And video podcasts are coming soon, which will be, and this is kind of a big deal, the first video podcast on the Twit Network.
That's how much faith they have in this program.
Exactly. Yeah. Right?
Right.
I know, right? That's good. We didn't even practice that. See? Show writes itself.
Bing. So speaking of audience participation, last week we asked the question. Remember we did the news story about the cow that got caught on the rocks?
Right.
Up in, was it Rumford, Maine?
Yeah, it was.
This cow, a dead cow, falls into the river.
It's a sad story.
The river Rumford or whatever it is. And it floats down the river and it goes over the falls here in this little hamlet of Rumford. And it gets smashed on the rocks, and the townsfolk don't know how to get it off the rocks. And there's a
heat wave coming. It's really kind of in there. And it's not suffering because the cow is deceased,
the
right?
So there's nothing. It's all bloated, but it's starting to stink. It's really starting to smell.
Well, it's probably
And the townsfolk had no idea how to get the cow off the rocks. So I thought that the audience, the TWIF audience, could help out. And I asked, send in your ideas. Send in your ideas of how we can get the cow off the rocks and run for it. And I was shocked. I was pleased.
Thank God. I hope we get a good care package.
I had something like 50 answers.
That's well.
Of people. I want to read a few of them here.
Okay.
But maybe before we do that.
Yes.
Let's just set it up by playing a song that our very good friend Dan Loiters wrote.
I think it's Looters.
Looters.
I don't know.
Whatever.
He's a very nice man, does a lot of work with the Twit
Network. About the cow on the rocks.
Shall we?
In the river. Let's listen.
Let's play it.
Cow on the rocks. Ain't no surprise. Making a stench and attracting those flies. You've got to remove what the waterfall spews. Bye bye. Give me a hook. Give me a crane. A helicopter. A low flying plane. With nothing to lose but my lunch on my shoes, corned beef on rye.
This guy is great.
Just needs more cowbell.
Hey! Bingo!
First we drop the rope down. Hope the heck I don't drown. Suddenly
we're getting to a crescendo now.
Carcass splashing in the waves. Cows are so impatient. And if they're all dead, he slipped through my grasp. I'm not sure how. I'd try again, but I'm all milked out. It's an utter shame. Cow on the rocks.
Cow on the rocks.
Ain't no surprise.
Ain't none.
Making a stench and attracting those flies.
Attracting those flies. We only got 10 seconds left.
Waterfall
spews. Dan Loiters, everyone.
Oh, I was rolling when I listened to
Gosh.
that.
Oh.
That's another one to hear out. So we got like 50 of these. Thank you very much, Dan. Excellent work.
Dan, you're amazing. I mean, it's so good.
How many puns were there in that?
A lot.
A lot.
Very many.
Genius. I just want to read some of the suggestions.
Okay.
You know, they ran the whole, just real quick. Tommy C said, blow it up with either a grenade or a couple of sticks of dynamite. All the small chunks will float down
sure,
the river.
Danny.
That's good.
Dynamite's always the answer.
Andrew Frost said, I think they should get all the townsfolk and a whole buttload of water balloons filled with bleach and then have everyone chuck the bleach-filled balloons at the cow. Good idea. Nuclear Bastard, he wrote like an 8-page email. You get really technical. Having surveyed the area of Rumford, Maine, using Google Maps, one can see how difficult the removal of this bovine carcass would be. The river's about 500 feet wide. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he goes through a whole bunch of different scenarios. He suggests vultures, zombies, explosives, system of cables and pulleys, and the larvae of many flies.
Ew!
Catapult, launch a barrel of flaming Orioles, says Gary Prechtel. I'm just going to do a couple more of these. Send another cow carcass down the river over the waterfall to knock the other one off the rocks. Very good, Graham.
No,
Tappenden.
That's it.
And finally,
one.
The last one I'm going to read is from Ben Lunsford, my favorite. Have Sarah interrupt the cow off the rock.
Okay. You know what? All right.
That's
hey,
a winner.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
The
God. What's the matter with all of you?
Now, the real solution.
Going to H-E-Dell
the real solution. They actually did get the cow off the rocks. I found out.
Well, Mumford, congrats. Kudos.
And what they
Good
did was this guy. He climbed down the riverbank and attached a rope to the bull's legs, and then they pulled the 800 to 900 pound carcass up the bank with a bucket loader, lifted it onto a dump truck, and buried it behind the town garage.
Well, you know what?
Well done.
Yeah. Everyone, they pulled together and they made magic.
That's what
happen.
Small towns do, Sarah.
I'm from one. I know.
It's that small town mentality.
Yep. They say, what do they say about small
Somebody
towns?
Somebody said something about
slathering it in barbecue
sauce.
There isn't much to see, but for what you can't see, you hear about.
Having Best Buy executives eat it. I didn't understand that reference. Are they like.
I don't know.
I didn't get it.
I don't know.
I didn't get it.
I go to Best Buy sometimes to buy like DVDs.
Cables. I buy a lot of cables.
Yeah. Like you need any more cables.
Oh, God. I collect cables.
Well, I think it's weird.
You know, I'm into them.
I think it's weird.
I like to bind people.
Are you one of those people who every time you move, there's like three boxes that you just keep moving and they're full of like.
All my cables are in a crawl space at Revision 3 right now.
Well, that's.
I shouldn't say that because one of these days, they're gonna, you know, there's that crawl space up there. They're going to call and say, Marnie, will you come get these
boxes? No, you're not
boxes.
Coming back. You're not.
I got every tape.
It's out of your hands.
Every episode of Unscrewed on DVC Pro.
Well, those
up
you
there.
Need then.
But they're DVC Pro. You know how much it would
you know
cost
what?
Me
you
to get all
that
those
stuff
transferred?
Out of there because you know how hot it gets in the summer?
Well.
I mean, you're lucky if that stuff still plays.
It's fine.
It's
what else am I going to do with it?
Put it somewhere.
Where?
That's climate controlled.
Yeah.
Like
Come
a,
on,
like
Sarah.
A wine cellar.
Like a wine cellar for my old Unscrewed tapes.
Perhaps. Hey, listen. It's all you got, right?
Let's talk about some news.
Okay.
Shall we talk about some news? This is my favorite story, I think, of the week. It was a very serious matter coming out of
fact,
Japan.
Yeah, in fact, I was like, maybe we should drop the story. And you were like, hell no.
No, I love this story.
All right.
Japan's foreign minister has come out against Steven Spielberg's latest Indiana Jones movie for trivializing the devastation of a nuclear bomb blast.
Wow. I mean.
Did you see the movie? Do you know what he's talking about here? Quote, there was a scene in the hit movie last year in which the famous hero, facing a blast from nuclear test, hid in a refrigerator. Foreign Minister Hirofumi Nakasone said in a speech against nuclear weapons.
Right.
I was surprised by the movie's lack of awareness of nuclear bomb blast, a nuclear explosion. Notice how I'm mispronouncing the word nuclear every time I do that.
No, you're actually saying it right.
I am nuclear. That's what I meant to say. That's what I meant to say. Nuclear explosion destroys everything in an instant. I felt concerned that this kind of easygoing image might spread around the world. Can you imagine if Kim Jong-il, he's a big movie buff.
Supposedly.
Like he's going to watch this movie and like, oh, no big deal. I'm going to nuke Japan.
Well,
because the people will be able to go into the roof.
Admittedly, I did not see this movie.
You didn't see this movie.
You didn't either.
I did see it.
You did not. You're going to sit here and lie to these good people of TWIF?
I love Indiana Jones. It was a terrible movie.
You did see it.
Absolutely awful. Rotten.
You saw it?
It was an embarrassment.
You didn't see it.
I did see it.
Tell me one thing about it.
There was a guy, Indiana Jones, he went in a refrigerator when there's a nuclear bomb.
You didn't see
blast.
The movie.
I did. It all had to do with aliens and the crystal skulls, which are real. The crystal skulls are a real thing in the real world. But
I don't think you saw it.
I did see it. I saw the stupid movie. It was awful.
Anyway, I didn't see the movie.
And the Russians were involved.
And, well, they are always the bad guy.
The Soviets.
Well, they're, yeah.
The Reds.
The right, they're commies.
Pinkos.
Redcoats. No, I didn't see the movie, and I
you didn't miss anything.
I heard it was a terrible movie. Well, you know, a few people that you and I both know are, you know, heavy duty sort of geek film kind of, you know, this is the sort of thing that geeks like.
Who?
They love the Indiana. Well, you know.
Those people.
Those. Yeah. They're our mutual friends. It's the
I
group.
Don't respect those
it's
people.
It's the group. Anyway, everyone who saw it on opening night said, eh. So I went, okay, I don't want to see it then because I love the Indiana Jones franchise, frankly, and I don't need anything that brings it down. I like to think of Indiana as a handsome young buck punching or shooting that guy in Morocco. Right? Oh, I love that part.
That was great.
That was great.
That
I don't need to see him as an aging
exciting.
Dude putting people in fridges.
No.
So, Japan foreign minister, I get your point, but at the same time, I mean, have you watched any cinema lately? You ever seen the movie Saw? I mean, it gets
yeah,
worse.
I know. I'm worried that the movie Saw is going to, you know,
come to life.
Cause crimes at True Value Hardware stores around the country. it's the same kind of thing.
Kind of. Yeah,
maybe
it's
not
no
really.
Good. It, you know, it, people are nuts.
I'll tell you what it is. It's dumb.
Dumb.
Speaking of movie fantasy stupid
and
stuff.
Dumb.
Strathclyde, Scotland.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Apparently the police force there has 8 Jedi Knights. These are people who believe that they are Jedis.
Oh.
It's a religion over there.
Oh.
Like hundreds of thousands of people. But these are real ones.
What is with the UK?
A police officer in Scotland has confessed to following the Jedi faith, beloved by Star Wars film fans, respected policing analysis group Jane's reported Thursday. Pam Fleming, 45-year-old beat officer in Glasgow for Strathclyde Police. My cousin used to be the president of the University of Strathclyde. He says that, she says that all police officers should be Jedis. I don't want this person on my police force.
Yeah, well, she's cool looking. Look at her.
She's crazy.
She's neat.
What are the Jedi?
She's not crazy. She's a Jedi. It's but hard to misunderstand.
What is the belief system of a Jedi?
Well, that you can move things with your mind.
Okay, great. If she can do it, I think she should be a cop.
Me too.
But she can't because it's fake.
She's rad. You know what? Pam is quoted as saying, for me, it's not a joke.
Well, it is to me.
It's not a joke.
It's stupid.
Yeah, see, I don't know what's going on with this. I don't get it. I don't think that it's real. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm offending
people. You can't
be
a Jedi.
Well, listen, here's the thing is like, just, you know, when I walk up to
that's
you,
like saying,
convince me to do something that I would otherwise not do, and then I might.
I am an 8th level elven wizard. It's like the same thing.
I think it's like maybe people who can hypnotize other people, and so then they can get away with saying that they're Jedi Knights.
But she can't.
Well, some people are able to be hypnotized. I don't know
but
how that
not
happens.
Jedis.
I think it's Jedi plural, like fish.
You know, because Brian Brushwood could do some sleight of hand doesn't mean he's a wizard either.
No, he's pretty close. He does some pretty wizard-like stuff.
Yeah, like make that hair stand up like it does.
I don't know what's going on.
That's
I don't even want to know.
That's his best trick.
It's disgusting.
It's got to be like egg whites
just,
or something.
Just wash it out.
Oh.
Let it flow, Bri.
Come on, Bri.
Come on, Bri.
Big Bri.
Bri Brush. The brush.
He's probably going to like send some sort of mind-jamming signal at me right now.
Well, he's obviously a Jedi,
explode.
And we're going to be very, very sorry.
I think he listens to the program.
I don't know how people in the line of work of, you know, law enforcement get away with saying that they're Jedi.
They shouldn't be allowed to be on the force.
No pun intended.
I didn't get the pun.
Maybe force be with you, right? Unintentional pun. Everybody drink.
That was clever.
I know.
I'll tell you, here is a crime, though, that a Jedi may need to be called in to solve.
All
this
right.
is maybe the worst crime ever perpetrated.
Uh-huh.
This happened in Pennsylvania, not Scotland. An 85-year-old Western Pennsylvania woman had her electric scooter stolen from her by a bogus repairman.
Okay.
The fake repair guy showed up at her house, said that he wanted to take in her scooter, which she uses to get around in for repairs, uh-huh. and an oil change.
Uh-huh.
An electric scooter does not need an oil change, first of all.
Poor lady.
So she says, okay, go take my scooter. And he never come back with it. He stole it.
Well, she's 85. He took advantage of an old lady.
Yeah, he did. And that's awful.
There are a few things that bother, like people who make fun of people who are mentally challenged or people who take advantage of old people. Very upsetting for me.
I didn't know the first part about you.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
Because I'm going to have to watch my what I
no,
say.
No, well, here. You can get away with stuff because you're Martin and you're weird. And I know your kind of humor. But when people do it for real,
you know, I use that four-letter word fairly often.
I find it very upsetting. Oh, the new word, by the way, is leotard.
Leotard.
That's the new word. Propagated across the internet, everybody. What a leotard.
I like unitard better.
What a unicycle.
A unitard is a leotard with a unibrow.
No, that's not true. Unitard and a leotard is kind of similar, but unitard is
stirrup pants right now.
You're wearing stirrup pants?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I am a Jedi.
I saw you in your dressing room this morn.
You saw my new shoes.
I did. They're nice shoes. Martin got new shoes for $30 online.
With New Balance.
That's good value. No, but really, making fun of old people is sort of par for the course, but duping them or, you know, hurting their feelings or stealing their scooter, that kind of stuff, that makes me mad. It really makes me mad. Oh, here's Martin's shoe. That's a nice New Balance. What's funny about it is you showed it to me and you were all proud and you kind of had this, like, proud look on your face. And I was like, they're brown. You already have a pair of brown.
They're not brown. They're maroon.
They're maroon. They're the same. You keep buying the same shoes over and over.
They're all New Balance 574s. They're very comfortable.
I believe you, but...
I know a guy.
Okay.
I get them for $30.
Okay. Good Lord. Stealing from young people is not okay, Eric Duckman in the forums. That's not really my point. My point is...
F you, Duckman.
It's all bad, but you know, when I think of my poor old 96-year-old grandmother Dorothy Creffield sitting in at the terraces
to rob
in Las Gatas.
Blind.
No, well, I've taken the jewelry that she doesn't want anymore. Gladly, not much left.
She's
been pretty picked over by the Lane kids,
me.
But the idea that somebody would take advantage of a little old lady who didn't know any better. What the hell is she doing with a scooter?
That's a shame. She's getting around in it.
Oh,
she's
like
old.
One of those little Pegasus?
Yeah, like a lark.
Yeah, I like those.
Here's another awful scooter story.
Oh, great.
This one coming out of Britain.
This sure is a fun day, Marty. Thanks for
a
this.
A British pensioner on a mobility scooter took a wrong turn and ended up driving along a highway with a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Whoopsie. That's gotta hurt.
Police received telephone calls from concerned drivers. After seeing the 89-year-old traveling along the M20 at Cheriton in Kent in southeast England.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, wow. Oh, shoot.
You went out to get a newspaper. You ended up on the highway.
Poor man. How does it... Oh. You know,
this is not the first time this has happened, apparently. A while ago.
A 90-year-old man on his scooter
got lost. A 90-year-old man had to be assisted off a busy road in February. You'd take it a wrong turn.
Is it
turn.
Time to take the scooter licenses away from the old dudes? Because they've obviously, you know, they've got the gumption, but they don't have the directional know-how.
You know, what? If I were like Patrick Norton or one of those kind
who's
of
that? Who's
one,
that?
One of those guys who like to mod things.
Oh, that guy.
You know, take a machine.
He used
and
to
turn
work
it
at
original, else.
Well,
Pat
he
Norton.
Works for, yeah, yeah.
Big Pat.
Same one.
You know, Pat
Tax. Utilikilt.
Pat Tax.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
guy.
I
he
you.
Should take like a Lark scooter and just soup it the hell up so that it could go on a highway and go 70 miles an hour.
No, it's illegal.
Why?
Because they're not safe. They're not fit.
If Patrick Norton,
they're not fit for the open road.
It would be safe because Patrick is all about safety.
He's also all about modding and sledgehammers, and big rides in Mexico. Stuff.
Big brides in Mexico.
No, rides. You know, he does those rides.
Patrick is so big into big brides in Mexico.
Well, he had a bride once. I just think she wasn't big. She's actually quite spelt.
She's wonderful.
Yes. She is a lovely, and they have
lovely
a son.
Sarah and, yes. and Seamus is
and
it.
And she spells her name right, which is
same way as you.
Warm, fuzzy. Well, yeah. The only way. Big brides in Mexico.
Patrick Norton in Big Brides in Mexico.
I know you're not listening, but if anyone else is...
I guarantee you Patrick Norton's not
100%
listening. He'd be the last
listening.
Person to be listening to this program.
Oh, yeah. No, this is not Pat's kind of a show.
No.
One would think, but someone who knows him may be listening. So you just go ahead and tell Pat that we love his big brides and we respect it a lot. We respect everything about
it. I like
it.
Big brides.
And I cannot lie. You Texella people can't deny.
You know what I love it? When a huge corporation, a conglomerate, something like evil like McDonald's gets a comeuppance.
Yeah. It doesn't happen very often. Because
it doesn't.
They're so...
They always win these lawsuits. Not this time, Lane.
Well, remember during Coming to America, they were you know, that nice family that Eddie Murphy ended up living with.
They were a wonderful group
of
people.
What was it? McDougal's?
McDougal's, was it?
Something like that. McDonald's, maybe.
Something. But they're always getting sued, these people. There was somebody, this old woman, she made like crumpets or something over in Scotland. Her name was McDonald. And she had McDonald's biscuits or whatever it was. She got sued.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
Her name's McDonald.
But
come on.
McDonald's has been defeated by McCurry.
Tell me more.
McCurry. Fast food chain McDonald's lost a lawsuit in Malaysia on Wednesday after an appeals court overruled a decision that its trademark had been infringed by a local restaurant called McCurry.
Oh, mother freaking yeah. What's up now, McDonald's? What's up now?
Yeah.
I don't really have anything to say about this, except that I think McDonald's is really disgusting.
I think it's great. No, I don't think that McDonald's is great. I'll eat a McDonald's if I absolutely have to.
You made me stop. Oh, no, that was a Burger
King. That was Burger King.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, I know. They're
McDonald's
very different.
McDonald's fries are pretty good.
That's what people say.
You know what
say?
I like to do? I like to dip them in the sweet and sour sauce. Try that, people.
That's what... Now you're encouraging them to go.
The
McDonald's is
sauce?
Bad. Don't go. Boycott.
I like a Big Mac from time to time.
You know, there's this, there's this McDonald's on the edge of Hate Street. You know the one. It's near Amoeba.
Oh, there's always people, hippies begging outside.
Hippies begging, and they, like, don't need to beg.
Hippies aren't like they used to be.
Well, they're not even
These
hippies.
Are like heroin hippies, like punk.
I don't even think they're that. I think they're just punks.
With,
they're
like, dogs.
And they have, like, they have all these,
and their
like,
pants
doilies in their hair and stuff. I don't know. It's just very strange. The whole thing is very strange. Anyway, this McDonald's, sometimes it's very hard to park on Hate Street, right?
Yeah.
This is San Francisco stuff for people who aren't, you know, following along. But sometimes, you know, I'm
But the McDonald's has
around.
A parking lot.
There's a McDonald's at the end, and the McDonald's has a parking lot. Of course, there's always spaces. And it says you can't park here unless you're a customer. So it hasn't happened in a while, but I park.
You go
and
in,
go
you get
into
a
the
shake.
McDonald's, and I go in and I get something. So if a security guard is watching.
You get a six-piece.
Hey, man, I was a customer. And I have gotten the fries in the past because I remember people saying, oh, they're really good.
Not bad.
They're not. Well, you almost just made me say they're not bad. They're not good.
I enjoy them.
They're disgusting. They taste like chemicals. And you know what?
Well?
I got no room in my life for that. No room. None. Zero. None.
I learned a new food term the other
Nada.
Day.
What's this?
Chicken skimmings.
Okay.
You ever heard of chicken skimmings?
I don't know much about these meaty terms, but I am interested in knowing more, Martin.
It's a big problem up in this Minnesota town, apparently. This is the third time this has happened.
What is happening up in the northern states?
The city streets of Minnesota have been covered with chicken skimmings.
Okay.
Chicken skimmings are inedible.
What
They're
are
the heads and the feathers of the chicken.
Oh, God. What?
They don't know where they came from.
Someone knows.
The streets are lousy with chicken skimmings.
Someone knows what's going on here.
Why are they inedible?
Own up, Minnesota person. I don't know.
Why can't you eat a chicken head?
Because...
I like the term chicken head.
Chicken head? Like fish head or...
No, it's a term for...
Do what you just did again.
It's a term for a loose woman.
Go ahead. Really? Oh, my God.
You never heard that?
No. That was... Chat room, cover your eyes. This is... What? People say things like that? I've heard a lot of terms for loose women. I don't even want to say them because they're so bad. But that one is kind of... I mean, it's...
That's fun.
It makes sense. It makes sense visually. Everyone on the audio podcast, just pretend we've
picture a chicken's head as it walks.
Yeah. It's a bit of a sort of a...
And then use imagination.
Nobody likes doing that. Chickens or otherwise.
Chicken skimmings.
What about them?
I like that term. In fact, if I ever started a band, I would call it chicken skimmings.
No, you wouldn't. You'd call it the maple leaves.
No, I'd call it Baby Connor.
What? Amber's baby?
Oh, no, that's not what I meant.
Jeez. Now that this show is getting so bizarre.
I meant Baby Trig.
You meant Baby Trig? And you said Baby Connor? Wow.
Oh, man.
Jeez. I think it's safe to say Amber's not watching either. So it's cool.
I'm so sorry.
Baby Connor. Well, you know what? You said it was a band name. It's nothing weird. I mean, it's weird.
It's like a death metal band. It's weird. Baby Connor.
You know what? Any band name with the name Baby is just funny. Like Baby Sam or Baby...
Baby Trig. Now, Baby Trig was... Baby Trig. Was that Sarah Palin's kid? Or was that the daughter's kid?
I don't know. They all have weird names. Trig and
Trip. Tripper. Treble.
Treble.
Transom.
Trampoline.
Baby Chickenhead.
I'm sick.
Baby Truck.
I feel sick.
Baby Twiff.
Baby Twiff. We've got a winner. Ding, ding, ding. We need a little dingy thing.
We do.
Ding, 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 ding.
There's got to be a sound effect somewhere on that board.
Somebody in the forums, just Kern802, said, God bless this week in fun. Lol. Happy face.
Yeah.
Thank you for liking the show.
Really. I don't know what you're listening to, pal.
Thanks a lot. We really appreciate your loyalty.
This is a terrible episode.
Considering.
There's no good stories this week.
No, it sucks.
There's no good stories.
Well, you know why? Because all anyone talks about is that swine flu. You know, we didn't want to bring swine flu to the TWIF because everyone's sick of it, but that's all there is.
I'm tired of it.
I need some weird news, man. Weird news up in this bee. And quick.
Well, tell me about the monk.
Oh, so.
This is weird.
Super weird. All right, so this is a weird, weird story, and it's funny. There's this website called Weird Asia News. I don't know if
that's
you guys
a great
are
site.
Familiar with it.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Well, Asia's weird. You know, we can all agree on that. And there's always sort of weird news. So I troll it. I troll it from time to time. WeirdAsianNews.com. Anyway.
They could have just called it Asian News.
Right. You know, exactly. But it's Weird Asian. So, you know how the monks do a lot of praying or meditating, or, you know, they sort of sit in a vegetative state doing their breathing exercises,
yeah.
and they transcend to some level and they talk to, or I don't know.
Apparently they get something out of
monks
it.
Monks of the great beyond, whatever. Anyway, 70-year-old Buddhist monk named Hua Qi, or something like that, has been praying in the same spot, in the same angle, the same everything, for 20 odd years, and his footprints, because you kind of, you know, squat there, you know, you don't have this like comfortable beanbag or anything. Oh, I know, it's hell on earth.
Knees have got
hell
be.
On earth. His footprints.
Oh
have
my gosh, I'm
made...
looking at the photo
Here,
right now.
Look.
That's
it's
not
like,
real.
It is. No, it's real. It's real. Almost in some places, a 2-inch divot into the wood.
Get out
like
of
a
the town.
Like a pair of Birkenstocks. For anyone who has hippie parents, you know exactly what I mean. Or maybe you guys are hippies yourself. An absolute I mean, it's and people, of course.
You know what's even grosser?
What?
Look at that guy's toenails.
Well,
the next picture down.
Yeah.
They're all like yellow old man toenails.
Yeah, it's kind of nasty. The thing is like, if you think about, I mean, everyone knows that, yes, wood is what's the word? Palpable? Malleable? I don't know.
Porous?
I don't know. Ability to video. Anyway, okay, we're getting off course. But, you know, wood is, I mean, it's got a little give, but not like that. That is crazy give. That is like some serious meditation going on. Now, of course, Wachi.
Got wood.
Or Wachi. he has admitted that, you know, due to his age and you know, the kneeling, and, you know, it's hard on the joints.
I just got a text message from Jay Speeden.
Okay.
Says, weird news. I'm the king of weird Asian news.
Oh, tell him to put a sock in it because...
Seriously, now he's IMing me too.
No.
Hey.
Cut him off.
We asked you to be on the show, pal.
Cut him off. No, I don't want to hear from him. I don't want to know about him. I don't want to hear that
name.
One
word. Lid.
Yeah.
Put a lid on it.
Lid yourself and get the hell out of here.
Lid it up, pal.
Go do something in K-Town down there where you live. Go hang out and get some...
You know, Dave Chung and Paul Block, go get some of your barbecue.
Yeah. Be quiet. Jay Speeden, of course, is...
always welcome on the program.
Former friend. Still a friend. Former co-worker who now lives in L.A. and we don't see him much. And we keep asking him to Skype into the show and he keeps saying yes and then canceling on us. And I am spitting mad. Spitting mad like a chicken.
Like a chicken head.
That's right. Very much like that. So, Jay Speeden... You know, take your weird news and shove it.
Guy's gotten a real short temper since he moved down to L.A.
Oh, great. Now he's mad.
Yeah, he's mad because
we're calling him out. Whatever.
Said lid.
The Buddhist monk thing, you know, I can tell how much you like this story, by the way, Martin. You just derailed over into Speeden land.
I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's pretty cool.
Look at it.
I am interested in a meditation myself, but I
Do you
have-
meditate?
Well, I've tried. Well, you know when I do acupuncture? We're both doing acupuncture every week now.
Yeah, we're very Eastern.
We're very, very progressive. I guess it's regressive, really, because it's sort of the old way of doing things. Anyway, during acupuncture, I do... Because you kind of have to... leotarded.
Sorry. Yeah.
You kind of have to sort of sit there and not move. And it can be boring if you don't...
For acupuncture or meditation?
For acupuncture.
Oh, I don't find it boring.
Well, it can be boring if you're not in the right state of mind because you can't, you know, get up and move.
While I'm on.
You better not. You'd know. I don't believe you.
I look at like RedTube and stuff.
Stop being such a weird person. Gosh, just smoke a joint. Someone says in the, have you ever been to acupuncture chat room? Come on. You're supposed to sit there motionless, you know, having your chi sort of move around and be healed. And I try to, participate in my breathing exercises that I learned from my Dr. Wild.
Are you supposed
books.
To breathe different when you're getting acupuncture?
Because no,
I don't.
No, you're not supposed to. It's just, it's not going to hurt you to kind of get into a bit of a meditative breathing
I'll
state.
I'll tell you what I'm terrified of happening.
An earthquake.
I am worried that I'm going to have all these acupuncture needles in me and that she's going to be doing some sort of thing to like aid my digestion.
Yeah.
And it's going to work so well that it's going to make my bowels go slack.
No.
Right there in the acupuncture chair. And I won't be able to get to the bathroom because I'm going to have all these needles.
That's what you worry about during acupuncture?
This is why I can't enjoy myself
fully. This is why you can't enjoy yourself ever. Because you think of things like this. That's a really weird fear.
That is a legitimate concern.
Really?
My bowels could go slack.
No.
They could just uncoil right there.
Your bowels could go slack after eating bad chicken at McDonald's, too, you know? Or worse.
They could, but this is like Asian medicine at work in my bowels.
No. Asian medicine doesn't work like that. It's a acute.
What happened to me, okay?
It's how awkward. And then you fell asleep. Well,
I did. I fell asleep in my own mess.
You exercised the demon. Oh my God. Someone save us from TWIF 16. we're dying in here.
Sheet 16.
How Wow. All right. Get it together, Sarah. You want to see something great? Want to see a little girl pulling five minivans with her teeth?
I do.
Okay, good. Me too. Me too. All right, everybody. Get ready, because this is a goodie.
Isn't
that neat?
This little girl's gonna...
Yeah, it doesn't look like much like a girl, but I guess she is. Yeah, she just hasn't developed yet.
Slumdog lesbian.
All right. Don't you love the song?
I do.
It just makes me wanna...
I find all this Bollywood stuff catchy. It's,
I want to get up and dance.
What is she going to do with him? What?
She's pulling him.
That's not a chick.
I think it is.
Oh, yeah, it is.
She's got... Oh, all right.
Go, Neha.
That's enough. Look at her.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
How does she do it?
I don't know. Indian people are insane.
This is what comes from the meditation stuff. This is far more impressive than having your footprint.
She's crazy. God, I want to go dancing Bollywood style tonight.
Do you want? Is there a place? There is a new place in the Mission called Bollywood.
No.
Yeah.
What is
it's
it
right
about?
It's next to Little Baobab.
Okay.
So you can do like the whole, you can go to Africa and the subcontinent within a block.
Oh, I love it. But is it like a restaurant or is it like
a club? It is a club.
Oh my gosh.
And they also serve some food.
Oh my gosh. It's
we
my dream
it
come true. Bollywood is so, this isn't really Bollywood, it's just music, but India's great. People pulling minivans
you
with their
know
teeth. Only in
my
India.
My thoughts on India.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't want to get into it again.
Why not?
Because.
Why?
Because we've talked enough about balls going slack at the show.
We did actually talk about it just last week, if memory serves.
Yes, we did.
Yes. Anyway, little girl, or however old
Bravo.
You are.
Oh,
yeah. Standing O for her. That was
amazing.
She
should go on that show, India's Got Talent.
is there one?
I don't know.
There should be.
Should be.
Britain certainly has it.
She could star in it.
Britain has it. India has it. They got a lot more people. And they're so pretty.
The Indian people?
The Indian people are really good lookers.
Gorgeous.
Women are beautiful, and
you know,
the men.
The people.
The men are often.
The two stars from the Slumdog Millionaire are dating now.
I know. Well, she's a lot cuter than he is.
Good for them. She is.
Quite. Frida, I believe her name is. Frida Pinto. She is pretty gorgeous. Skin like mocha.
Skin like Navratan Korma.
Skin like summer's breeze.
Saggy paneer.
Saggy? Sog, dummy. Gosh. Well, I'm going to take you to India.
Titty tikka masala.
All right. Anyway, for everyone listening to the audio podcast later, sorry, none of that was at all helpful to you.
Chewing gum raises math grades.
Really?
I knew this.
What?
Many U.S. schools ban chewing gum because children often dispose of the sticky chaw under chairs or tables. But a team led by Craig Johnson at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston found that students who chewed gum during math class had higher scores on a standardized math test after 14 weeks. And better grades at the end of the term than students who did not chew gum. The study was funded by chewing gum maker Wrigley.
Oh, you don't say.
How about that?
Wrigley must know the truth because they're so good at gum.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I call skewed results.
What about...
This is what I call people with an agenda.
What about tobacco? Chewing tobacco.
I think it makes your bowels go slack.
Nicorette.
I don't know. I have full disclosure because we were all young and stupid once. I once chewed a piece of Nicorette gum.
I love it. I've never smoked, but I'm hooked on Nicorette.
Uh-huh. Well, I once chewed it just because I knew someone who
probably
chewed
got
it.
Sick.
And I was very ill. Yeah. I wasn't physical. I mean, nothing happened to me, but my head hurt. I was nauseous. I spit it out after about 20 seconds. And I was really sick. I was like, this is the most... Clearly, I'm not addicted to nicotine because whatever it's supposed to do for people, it was doing the opposite. What's this?
Poo a little?
No, I didn't poo. But I probably would have felt better if I did. Mm-hmm. Get that out of me. Awful. Never, ever chew Nicorette gum, no matter how curious you are, unless for some reason you needed to quit
they
smoking,
have all these
in which case I
now.
Hope that it all works out for you.
Yeah.
Wow, it sucked. But if you're not a smoker, it'll make you sick, says Dookie Biddle in the forums. Thanks for that.
Ooh.
I concur. Ooh. I concur. Scott in the chat room says you're not supposed to chew it like gum. Well, how are you supposed to chew it?
Like, you're supposed to stick it in your...
What do they call it? Chaw?
Like chaw.
Is chaw the same thing as chewing tobacco?
No, I don't think so.
What's
I think it's
snuff?
Like dip. Snuff, you snort.
Snuff, you snort?
Yeah.
And that's legal?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was legal to snort anything.
It is.
Really?
Sure it is. Yeah.
You snort tobacco up your nose?
Yes, that's what snuff is.
Now, is snuff like a cowboy thing? Who's doing the snuff?
It used to be popular with like upper class ladies.
Like Queen Victoria?
Yeah, that kind of person.
Wow.
High society types.
Well, now I don't know any high society types anyway, but I don't think they're doing any snuff.
No.
Well, nobody should smoke.
No.
That's the end of that.
Don't start.
Don't start. And if you start, quit.
It's a horrible habit. How about drinking vodka, though? Is that a horrible habit? It is if you're this laid off Russian worker.
I don't know.
He was a little upset.
You get laid off, you drink. That's what you do.
He told Sergei Kondratayev from Yekaterinburg City, told the Komsomolskaya Pravda newspaper.
Okay.
He had just been laid off. He was feeling, quote, awfully disappointed. He headed to the grocery store for a bottle of vodka and two lumps of cream cheese. I don't know what you do with lumps of cream cheese and vodka.
Well, maybe it coats the stomach.
He kept drinking.
Maybe that's our problem.
He ended up having 8 bottles of vodka.
Uh-huh. That's a lot.
He did not die.
No.
The doctor said he had twice the lethal, the deadly dose.
Lethal.
8 bottles.
Rather than lethal.
The patient, described by the newspaper as clutching his head while he was interviewed, has vowed to not touch another drop. Yeah.
Right.
I say that every morning.
Yeah, right? Never again. This is the last time.
That's a lot of vodka.
Indeed
it's probably
it is.
Cheap stuff, too.
Indeed. Well, you know, I've been to Russia. The vodka there.
Oh.
I know. I'm so special. I've been to Russia, and the vodka, they've got a really weird... It's kind of a complicated system for their, like, corner stores. But they've got all these they have, like, 5 people working behind the counter. Like, you got to pay the bread lady, you got to pay the vodka lady, you got to pay the meat lady, all separately. It's weird. It's almost like they're, like, creating jobs from communist times or something. Huh. Anyway, you go into, like, the corner store, and there's 40 kinds of vodka. You know, that's what they do. And the vodka is of higher quality than you would get here, and it's nothing. I mean, it's dirt cheap.
Yeah.
You drink a lot of vodka because why not? People are drinking it for breakfast. It's great. It's my kind of place in so many ways. And
put
the
right
sun
on
never
your,
sets in
your
the summer.
Your borscht flakes.
Well, in St. Petersburg anyway.
I would love to go to St. Petersburg.
It is really lovely. Anyway, the vodka is pretty good. I would say, you know, depending on what kind of taste he has, maybe he went for the good stuff. He got laid off, last hurrah. He probably woke up well. Woke up feeling good.
No.
Woke up better.
I don't think so.
No.
Still out of work.
I would say.
That's one thing I've learned.
What is?
Drinking.
Yes.
It's not going to get you a job.
Well, just not the right one. Not the job you want.
No.
I find, of all the alcohol in the world, hard alcohol, you know, not beer or wine or sake, whatever. I like vodka. If I'm going to have a cocktail.
I rarely drink vodka.
I will probably drink it.
Every once in a while. I'm mad enough to admit I will have a Cosmopolitan. I think they're delicious.
Are they made of vodka? I don't have those.
I believe so.
I've never had one.
They're quite
you know
tasty.
What? I don't like things served in martini glasses because I'm clumsy in it. Martini glasses are always the ones that spill. Always. It's the triangular nature of it.
They're tipsy.
Conal.
They're tipsy.
They are tipsy.
They're top heavy.
They're top heavy.
That's
and
the
they're
word.
And they're inadequate for a drunken night. Love the vodka because to me, the clearness of it makes me feel psychologically like it's not
well,
as bad.
Well, they say it's less likely to give you a hangover than the brown alcohol.
The whiskeys.
Things with congeners in it. Which is what I drink.
The cognac.
And believe me, I'm dying in the morning. All I drink pretty much is bourbon and red wine. The two worst things for a hangover.
That sounds
and
terrible.
And this is what I drink. Not like mixed together, but...
Well, oh.
I'll have... I just last night I had a bullet bourbon.
Yeah.
And then I...
You love that bullet.
It's not bad.
Is it like the hipster bourbon? All the hipsters get bullet now?
I don't think so.
No? Jameson's is great, says Echo 13 in our forums.
You know, I don't like the Irish whiskey.
My mother.
I don't like the Scotch whiskey, and I'm a Scottish man. I would like to be able to drink the Scotch whiskey, but I can't do it. It catches in the throat.
My mother, bless her heart, Linnell. Hello, Linnell. I know you're watching. She drinks a little Bushmills at night. She's actually not my Irish side of the family, but she loves a good Bushmills.
Jay Speedin, what does Katie Speedin drink, Jay?
Oh, are we talking to him on IM still? That ass hasn't left yet.
I love him.
He's still hanging around trying to get on the show.
I love Katie. I can't remember if she's a Scotch or
That Speedin. He can call in. He can Skype
Jay,
in like
are you
a man.
In Kentucky right now? Are you going to Derby?
Kentucky Derby's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So is the Celtics-Bulls game.
Yeah, it's a big day of sports tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it.
I am excited.
We got to go to a sports bar. Sports.
I just hit myself. Got to root for the Celtics. Sorry, Bulls fans, but Celtics guys wear green.
I hate Boston fans.
Well, forget about them. We're in San Francisco.
Boston fans are obnoxious.
Oh, yeah. Worse than Yankees fans?
I don't like them very much either, but they are more obnoxious than Yankees fans. One time, I just mentioned Bill Buckner to a Red Sox fan, and he slugged me.
Well, that's not very nice.
No.
The Bostonians have a bit of a superiority complex.
They're miserable.
They talk about starting the nation and, you know, things like
well,
that.
They were such losers for so long. They couldn't win anything, and now they're all uppity about it.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Well.
I don't think I want to do the stupid story about the father who delivered the baby by watching a YouTube video.
I
think it's boring.
The least bit interesting.
I think it's really boring. Instead of that, you know what I want to do?
What?
I want to play Tweetbeat!
Tweetbeat! Tweetbeat! Tweetbeat! Yeah!
Tweetbeat! Mr. Martin Sourjam! Tweetbeat!
Hey, everybody, time for us to play a hit game the whole internet is talking about, Tweetbeat.
Tweetbeat!
Okay, let me remind you how we play Tweetbeat. By
Please
the way,
do.
Katie Speedin is a Scotch drinker, Jay says. Let me remind you how you play Tweetbeat. I'll give you two topics that people on Twitter might be nattering on about. You need to tell me which of those two topics they're talking about more incessantly over the past 24 hours. For example, if I said, which has a louder Tweetbeat, David Souter or Awesome Computer, you'd probably say
David Souter.
David Souter, because he announced that he's retiring from the Supreme Court. Come on, Sarah.
Well, sorry, this is your part.
You work on a news team.
You get all mad when I interrupt
Souter.
This part.
You understand the rules?
Yes, I do.
Good, then let's play Tweetbeat.
All right.
Here is your first challenge.
Okay, I am ready.
Oh, how apropos. Michael J. Fox or Boston Red Sox?
What?
Michael J. Fox or Boston Red Sox? Talk it through.
Okay. Boston Red Sox are a baseball team from Boston.
Yes, they are, Sarah. Very good.
Curse of the Bambino, which was lifted.
Yes.
And then that movie with Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon had to be reshot.
Did it really?
Had to change the ending because there wasn't a curse.
I hadn't any idea.
It was called, what was it called? I don't know.
Now, Michael J. Fox is on a primetime special coming up.
Fine. Michael J. Fox, who has Parkinson's, is it?
He does. And it's something about miracles or something like that.
It's a miracle show about Parkinson's,
yes.
Which, of course, is going to probably bring in great ratings.
I read somewhere that Michael J. Fox said, I don't tweet. I twitch.
Huh.
talking about.
Am I supposed to laugh?
He doesn't use Twitter. This is what he said. He was trying to be funny.
Oh, he's trying to be funny. Okay, yeah. Well.
I don't tweet. I twitch because he's got Parkinson's.
Well, I wasn't sure. You know, you got to be careful. But, okay, so Michael J. Fox or Boston Red Sox. Now, Boston Red Sox, of course, are, if I recall correctly, they haven't really won much. They were playing the Yankees, though, this week, which is a big rivalry. This big. I know. They're biggest. And they didn't
According to
do
Jay,
well.
Michael J. Fox is also on rescue.
Jay isn't allowed to be part of the show. Stop it. Jay, get out of here. Run along now. Go play with your little network down there in LA. You left us.
Says Boston swept the Yankees.
And you're dead to me. He did? That's not true. Anyway, enough.
Michael J. Fox or Boston Red Sox. Which has a louder tweet beat?
See, I know Boston fans. They don't say things like Boston Red Sox. They say things like the Sox.
Jay says, screw you, by the way.
Yeah, no answer. No answer. Dead. Dead to me. No quiet. I'm going to go with... Oh, man. I don't know. This sucks. I just feel like Boston Red Sox sounds too cutesy.
Oh, Laura Swisher's watching.
Oh, hello, Laura.
Hi, Swish.
Hey, Swishy.
Boston Red Sox or Michael J. Fox?
She was nice enough to tweet out the show last
week.
She's
wonderful.
So thank you, Laura Swisher. No, thank you, Jay Speeden. No. I hate you.
He's useless.
And you are no longer my buddy. I'm going to go with Michael J. Fox. Final answer.
Judges, you are incorrect. Michael J. Fox, 105. Boston Red Sox, 250.
F at all.
By the way, I performed these tests around noon today.
Oh, thanks for telling me beforehand. Oh, thank you so much.
Didn't matter.
I really appreciate
that. Oh, Dave Chung's watching too.
Don't care.
You know what, Chung? I don't want you watching. It's bad luck.
Go eat a Korean barbecue or something.
Yeah.
Practice your Korean.
I don't want to get chunged.
Get out of here.
That's apparently a big term down in LA now.
To get chunged? They work.
Yeah, you get chunged.
Oh, I saw this weird thing on Facebook. Made no sense.
Yeah.
They're not funny.
You're 0 for 1.
Yeah. All right.
Are you ready for your next challenge?
You're 0 for 1
in
life.
What are we playing for, by the way?
I don't know.
What are we playing for?
Peanuts.
Peanuts? I like peanuts in the shell or dry roasted.
How about oysters on the shell? If I win, I don't have to do anything but sleep in tomorrow.
And I gotta bring you oysters?
Yeah.
You know they're an aphrodisiac.
No. I won't eat them together.
Oh,
no.
Joey's what? Joey bird.
Joey. I don't know what we're playing for. A drink?
Okay, I'm game.
Okay.
Let's play for a drink.
That's
Here
a good
is your next challenge.
All right. I'm ready.
Berlusconi or macaroni? Berlusconi.
God.
Or macaroni? Talk it through.
Grasping a bit. Berlusconi or macaroni?
That's what I says.
God, that's dumb.
Nope.
I feel like this is obvious, but now I want to not be... You know what happens on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when you go with your gut? Sometimes you're not using the noggin. And then your bowels go slack.
Berlusconi, of course.
That woman.
No.
Oh.
The Prime Minister of Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Who just claimed that he is the world's most popular leader.
What's going on with Italy?
Macaroni
and their narcissistic
is an
leaders?
Elbow-shaped pasta.
Yeah, really? Thank you so much. I was thinking linguine in my head. I'm so glad that you set me straight. Berlusconi, I was thinking of a little stupid. Now
Jay says, all the fat girls are tweeting, this macaroni is so good. So he says macaroni.
I'm going to reach over and...
Berlusconi.
Pull the guts out of your computer.
That would be Silvio Berlusconi.
I love that name.
Or
it's awesome.
Macaroni.
Or macaroni.
As in, I'm really enjoying my macaroni and cheese.
Berlusconi or macaroni?
Which has a louder tweet beat?
Well, I'm trying to think of it. Quite honestly, this tweet beat bores me to all hell.
What? This is a good tweet
no,
beat.
No, it sucks. This one sucks.
you're struggling.
It does.
I've become so good at crafting this game.
See, the thing is that I'm a big fan of macaroni because I do a lot of the mac and cheese. I like to buy the Annie's brand.
But would you tweet macaroni or mac and cheese?
Well, that's what I was going to get at if you weren't always in my face mm-hmm. taking the words out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. But I would probably say mac cheese with the the little
would
and,
you?
The,
you
and the little and the little mm-hmm. the apostrophe. Yeah, totally. Mac and cheese.
Like kit and caboodle.
Well, that's all.
Puss in boots.
Puss in boots. That's just funny. Who's here? It's Puss in boots.
Well, hey, Puss in boots.
Okay, I hate
Berlusconi
this one.
Or macaroni. Which has a louder tweet beat, Sarah?
Berlusconi. Nobody's talking about macaroni. Let's be honest with ourselves.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Judges? You are correct.
Hey! All right. Now we got a ball game.
Berlusconi, mainly because he did say he is the world's most popular leader. Berlusconi had 348. Macaroni had 311. It was quite close.
All right.
Most people saying, I am eating macaroni.
I am bouncing.
Okay. It is 1-1. Here is your final challenge. This one is for all the drinks.
Stretches.
This is for the 8 bottles of vodka.
Doing my stretches.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here's your final challenge.
Okay. Yeah.
Silicon Valley or Kirstie Alley?
No. Kirstie Alley, of course, on Oprah because she's fat. Silicon Valley, just there, doing its thing, making people rich. Less rich, but still.
A lot of Twitters tweeting about Silicon Alley, of course, because, well.
Silicon Valley?
I mean, Silicon.
Silicon Alley. Yeah, Silicon now you're Valley. Just mixing your tweet beat metaphor.
Kirstie Alley, you pointed out she was on Oprah because she's overweight.
Now, and I'm not saying, this is not Sarah Lane saying, ooh, Kirstie Alley's so fat. I'm saying that that's why she was on Oprah, because she said that she was embarrassed that she had gained so much weight after being a successful, what was it, Weight Watchers or Jenny?
Yeah.
I think
boy,
it was Jenny.
She's big. She's
so
like
she's
unhealthy.
You know, and this is something that plagues many people.
Yes,
the
absolutely.
Yo-yo dieting.
She's struggling, including Oprah.
Martin, I think you and I are both very lucky that we have good metabolism. Mm. It could be worse. Even though I'm not really the svelte little gazelle I once was, that's for damn sure.
Silicon Valley
or Kirstie Alley. Now, Silicon Valley is, it's such a lot of things fall under that umbrella.
True.
But I don't know how many people are tweeting about Silicon Valley specifically these days. They all know the valley. You know, they might say Cupertino or Mountain View. I don't know if they're saying, oh, it's down in Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag, I don't know, San Jose.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
It's a valid point.
It is.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm pretty bright. But Kirstie Alley is one of those things that people will talk about on Twitter because, well, first of all, it's on Oprah. And Oprah. Is Oprah still twittering? Gosh, I wish I would have looked at her tweet stream this week.
I do not follow
Oprah.
She said
Kirstie Alley, then I know we got a winner. Because she might have said Kirstie Alley's on the show, and then she would have gotten 400 retweets. So, Kirstie Alley or Silicon Valley? I am going with my girls, Kirstie Alley. Final answer.
Final answer.
Yes. It is the final answer.
You are correct. That one was just too darn easy. It was too easy.
It was
Silicon Valley 386, Kirstie Alley 860.
I need a cigarette.
Yeah, I'm gonna a piece of Nicorette. Nah. You won.
I won two out of three.
Looks like I owe you a drink.
I feel like I lost my voice there. Sorry, everybody, if I blew your ears out.
I think that was a fun game of Tweet Beat. I'm sorry that you didn't enjoy it so much.
I enjoyed it because I
you won.
Beat you.
Yeah,
into a bloody pulp.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved every second of it.
Well, like I said, maybe next
week. Thank you for the congratulations, everyone. It feels really good.
Do we have a special guest next week? Or is that a secret?
Why, yes, we do have a special guest.
I'm wondering if it, because we have a special guest next week, if it's not Jay Speedon.
No, it's not Jay Speedon. He's not allowed.
Because if we have a special guest, maybe we should play Tweetbeat again. Maybe we should not start the new game, True or Poo.
Until
the following
week. Until the following week. Because you don't really want to try out a new franchise segment on a guest that could potentially muck it up. You want to keep things pure.
Jay says, why not?
Tell Jay to go jump off a bridge.
Go jump off a bridge. Wait, he can hear you. He's listening to the show. Why am I repeating everything?
Only your mic is on for him, not mine. I've had enough.
I think I've had enough of this show.
Me too.
Yeah? We got to get going.
Yes,
we're going to go look at real estate.
Oh, by the way, it's 420 for anybody who does
the show. Woo!
Light up, brothers and sisters.
Spark them.
Spark it up. Blazers.
Yeah.
Blazer on.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to episode 16 of This Week in Fun.
It was fun.
I enjoyed it.
I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed it, too.
Tune in next week. We're going to have lots of surprises. I guarantee you're not going to want to miss it.
We do have a special guest next week. It's a man. We can say that. It's a man.
It is somebody who is far wealthier than either of us. There's your hint.
That's not saying a whole lot, but no. It is true.
That is your hint.
It's a man.
That could be anyone who works here.
He has man parts.
Hey, oh yeah, don't forget to sign in or watch the Kentucky Derby tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And I have some mint juleps for us. We're going to be having some.
We are?
I'm going to go to a bar and watch it. Yeah.
Well, let me know.
I was going to go to the track, but I don't think I'm going to.
It's
going to
be rainy and icky and icky.
I'd rather watch the tweet.
Oh, I forgot.
Anyway, join us next week for what's going to be a really great show. And until then, have fun.
Keep it fun. Bye, everybody. You guys are the best. We love you. We're 16. Ouch.